welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It is the events podcast that we produce every week, telling you about our favourite things that are happening in and around Oxford.
This week I'll be talking about love, health and Middle English.
And my events involve minibuses, playgrounds and pop art.
Starting with the Middle English then, the Canterbury Tales started last night. The Oxford Theatre Guild are putting it on in the Oxford Castle and it's running until the 5th of July. Now, this is adapted by Mike Poulton, who used to be a member of OTG and then went on to adapt works by Chekhov, Ibsen, Dickens, Chaucer and many others. And he was also nominated for a Tony. And
that's lots amazing of, OTG alumni,
though. I know, incredible. Loads of his works have been put on by the RSC, including the Canterbury Tales. They first did this version of it in 2005. So this version includes The Knight's Tale, Miller's Tale, Reeve Pardoner's Wife of Bath, and Nun's Priest's Tale. And we sent along our reviewer last night. She said, for Chaucer, the venue is a good one. One can almost smell the medieval world in these surroundings. Mm. And you can completely imagine the Oxford Castle would be an awesome place to put it on. I think they're doing sort of a promenade production.
Yeah, they're moving around, which makes so much sense.
It completely does, yeah. And like, I think the Miller's Tale is even set in Oxford, so it's really, really fitting. It costs £15, £12 and £9 concessions. And yeah, that's running at the Oxford Castle until the 5th of July.
I think pretty much every day as well. They're on Sunday, because most shows aren't, so yeah, and the theatre on Sunday.
The weather has been so gorgeous for it as well, and I think it should be a really good show.
Indoors, though, there is a show by the producers of West Side Story, which came in 2013, and South Pacific, which is at the New Theatre in 2012. It's an award-winning version of a classical musical, Annie, Get Your Gun. That's at the New Theatre. It opened yesterday, and it's until Saturday. Mm-hmm. So the show has a star billing, as always. It includes Jason Donovan.
Jason Donovan is in everything.
He's in a lot of things. Apparently, also, his wife, I think, is from Oxford, so he does like coming here. Okay. But Jason Donovan mostly comes to Oxford at least once a year in the Priscilla show. So he's swapped all the drag for some pistols, and he's playing Frank Butler, the charming superstar of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show in Annie, Get Your Gun. The musical features loads of really good songs, some of which I didn't realise were part of that musical, just songs you are familiar with, such as There's No Business Like Show Business, and also Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. Those are not the tunes of those songs, but that's how they sound in my head.
I can't believe those songs are from this.
I know, exactly. It's really great songs, but I think the story isn't maybe as well known as things like West Side Story, which is obviously, you know, adapted from Romeo and Juliet. I think there's less heritage in that way. Our reviewer also went along, a different reviewer, along to this last night, and they said it's a sweet and jolly romp and had lots of praise for all the actors performing really great characters. We ran a competition, actually, for free tickets for Annie, Get Your Gun earlier in the month. So if you like free tickets to theatre and festivals and other events, then you should check Daily Info, because we often have a competition running. It's on our homepage. They're often really, really easy to enter. So don't miss them.
We're just organising our next one at the moment.
Stay tuned. If you want to see Annie, Get Your Gun and pay for your tickets, which is also a very good thing to do, it's on from tonight until Saturday at the New Theatre.
Now, over at the Oxford Playhouse, we usually feature something they're putting on, because it's usually really good. Noel Coward's Tonight at 8:30 is not at 8:30, so don't be confused.
It is very confusing. Every time I think, oh, an 8:30 show called Tonight. Oh, no, no, no.
No, this is a collection of 9 one-act plays, and they're called collectively Tonight at 8:30. But they're actually on at 7:30 and 8 o'clock and 3:30 in the afternoon. They're in collections of 3 on the different nights. And then on Saturday, you can see all 9 of them in one go. And they've been collected into sort of got title names of Dinner, Dancing and Cocktails. So Dinner is Ways and Means, Fumed Oak and Still Life, which is what Brief Encounter was originally based on. Then Dancing is Family Album, Hands Across the Sea and Shadow Play. And Cocktails is We Were Dancing, The Astonished Heart and Red Peppers. And it's a complete mix of different genres. You've got satire, romance, comedy, vaudeville, melodrama. But if you're a fan of Noel Coward, you're probably going to enjoy it. There's also opt-in tickets for Thursday and Friday, I think. So if you want to get free tickets and go along to that, if you're under 26, you can do so. And there's captioning and an after-show talk on Thursday. And it's actually the first time that it's been touring in the UK since 1936, when Coward was in the cast himself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's really cool that's coming around. And it's English Touring Theatre and in their 21st year. And it's directed by Blanche McIntyre, who won UK Theatre Award for Best Director. Yeah, I think it's
She directed all 9 pieces.
I think so, yeah.
That is a lot of work, and she is amazing.
Yeah. So that's on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse.
If your favourite Noel Coward play is Blithe Spirit, though, that is also on this week, coincidentally, not at the Playhouse, but at Arts of the Old Fire Station. So if none of the 9 shows all I just listed appeal to you and you just want to see Blithe Spirit, you can go to Arts of the Old Fire Station and see that Coward play there.
You've got another Playhouse production.
I have. I've got the Playhouse Plays Out for this week. Mm. We are massive fans of the Plays Out scheme here on the Otscast, and this is the latest Plays Out show, which is an epic journey in a stationary minibus. It's a show which tells the story of Alexander Kelly, whose granddad, after he retired, went on a trip from the Midlands to pretty much the most northwesterly point of Scotland, which is Cape Wrath. And over 20 years later, Alex retraced his grandfather's footsteps and went all the way to Cape Wrath himself and sat by the sea and thought. And the show is a sort of reflection of what his experience was. And it's also all about public transport, because both men took public transport. I love public transport. So family histories and the longest bus route in Britain are the key themes of the show, and it's told in a minibus. And it's produced by Third Angel, who are really specialists in presenting site-specific work. They've done shows in all sorts of locations, from car parks and office blocks to swimming pools and galleries, so they really know how to do a site-specific show. And Alexander Kelly, I think, is one of the artistic directors there, so it's a very personal story. It was his experience, and he's also presenting the monologue in this minibus. Obviously, if this does sound like your kind of thing, you must book soon, because I think there's only about 12 seats or something in a minibus, and it's not the kind of show you can just rock up to. Book in advance and then come along to the minibus, which should be in the Oxford Castle Quarter, from Thursday to Saturday, and there are 2 or 3 shows each day. We'd strongly recommend it. It sounds like a really touching and personal story in a very intimate setting.
Kind of a shame they don't perform it while they're driving around, though. I think it would kind of add to it.
It would be nice to do it on the move. It might be dangerous. The risk assessment there is a minefield.
Health and safety.
Moving on to Thursday, and around this time last year, we probably mentioned a new comedy night called Young Blood Comedy, and now, a year on, they're celebrating their first birthday, which is a great occasion. Happy birthday, Young Blood Comedy. There are 8 comedians who have been announced, but there could be more joining for this evening. Some of the comedians have gigged at Young Blood Comedy over their inaugural year, and others are new to the party, and they're also promising birthday cake.
Excellent.
Which is the key feature here, birthday cake. And also a discount ticket price. It's only £3 for their birthday party.
And the cake.
I charge more for my party. And the cake, exactly. The Young Blood Comedy Nights happen monthly at the St Aldate's Tavern, and they're a really great platform for young and local comedians. And we really love it here in the Oxcast when people start up new things. And even better when they, you know, manage to sustain them and they get to celebrate a birthday. So go along and see it all for yourself. It's 7 p.m. at the St Aldate's Tavern on Thursday.
Just 49 years to go till they match daily info, then.
Oh, yes, indeed.
If you want to find out more about comedy that's happening in Oxford or more about any of these events, then you can do so on dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also write reviews about things you've gone to see, things you've experienced, things you've eaten, places you've eaten in.
We've also got daily updated job listings and accommodation listings if you're looking for a job or a flat.
Now we're nearing the weekend, and Orla's got an event for Friday night.
Live Friday is back.
This time it's Love Friday.
Now, I'm sure you've heard about this before. Live Friday used to be monthly at the Ashmolean, and it would be from 7 till 10 in the evening, and it's always themed around one specific thing. This time, this is the only one of the summer, and it's Love Friday. They've got such amazing stuff planned. So it starts at 7. They're going to be offering... this is a quote from their website, offering a shared journey, whether as a pre-existing couple or about to be acquainted, you can look forward to exploring the museum and meeting like-minded people.
It's a swingers event, essentially. Yeah.
It's speed dating in a museum. They're going to have Out of the Blue, who you are massive fans of.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I've got a lot of love for them, for sure.
Opera Anywhere are going to be doing a pop-up performance, I think of the Mikado, maybe. Baby Love Bar DJs are going to be playing. 1622 Young Company from the Oxford Playhouse are going to be performing in the Italian Renaissance Gallery. Oxford Imps, who, again, we've talked about many times on the podcast, will also be performing. And there'll be Comedy of Errors characters roaming around the museum. There's also going to be Salsa, and classes on how to make love last and online dating, a workshop on how to sing popular love songs. You should probably get on that.
Oh, yes,
one.
That sounds right up my street.
And there will be speed dating in the cast gallery as well. And I'm hoping they usually theme the food in the restaurant around the night as well. So I'm guessing like oysters or something.
Or you. If you're feeling a bit cynical, though, I think there is a talk about do relationships even matter? So if you're not feeling loved out, there's definitely something for the love Scrooges out there as well.
And there's
well.
A couple of bars, so you should be fine. Yeah, 7 till 10 at the Ashmolean on Friday night.
Perhaps before going to Le Friday at the Ashmolean, you could go to the preview of the Modern Art Oxford's new exhibition, which stars Barbara Kruger. So Barbara Kruger is a North American conceptual artist, and her practice explores language and signs and mass communication and advertising. And she's been specially commissioned by Modern Art Oxford to present a new site-specific work, which will envelop the entire surface of the upper gallery, the whole thing. It's quite a big room, and I haven't really seen anything of that scale at Modern Art Oxford, so it's really exciting. And alongside this major new work in the upper gallery, there's also going to be a series of some of her earlier works and two films as well. So quite a good exhibition with lots of different types of art that this one woman makes in different areas, a really good way to understand what she does. And Kruger's got a career that spans over four decades and makes really bold art. If you just Google her name and then click on images, you can see the exact kind of striking stuff she makes. And it's all about reflecting on popular culture and mass media and consumerist culture, and so it's all very tangible and direct. Lots of conceptual art can be a bit more vague and abstract, but her stuff's quite hard-hitting, which is really good to have in a gallery in the middle of the city centre that you can just walk into. It makes it really accessible. The Barbara Kruger exhibition runs from this Saturday 28th of June to the 31st of August, so pretty much the whole summer. And so before the exhibition opens, there's going to be a talk between Barbara Kruger and the director of London's Whitechapel Art Gallery on Friday at 5 p.m. And then there's a preview from 6:30 to 8 p.m. as well on Friday. They're both free events, the whole exhibition's free as well, but you have to book for those two smaller events in advance rather than just turn up. You can find out more about that on the Modern Art Oxford website and reserve your place. And then if not, then just pop into the gallery throughout July and August and check out Barbara Kruger's work, because I think it's really great stuff.
I love getting the extra insight at those preview events as well. When the artist is there, you can ask them the questions you want to ask. And yeah,
and they explain their work much better than anyone else can. Mm. So really great opportunity.
Now, this weekend, we've got another festival, Public Health Film Festival, the first in Oxford, is starting on Friday. Now, it's going to be mostly held at the Phoenix Picture House, but also some events in the Radcliffe Humanities. So check out their website for all of the events, but these are just a few. There's going to be a screening of Dallas Buyers Club on Friday at 6:30, which is a true story of Ron Woodruff, who was campaigning for anti-retroviral drug equality in America. And so that's about AIDS and drugs and drug companies and HIV and all those kind of things.
And it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, it got Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor for Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto at the last Oscars, and it's heartbreaking. On Saturday at 11:15 in the morning, there's Nero's Guest, which is a documentary about Indian poverty and looks like a really interesting film. I just watched the trailer, but it looks really good. On Saturday afternoon, Contagion at 4:15, and Wall-E is on Sunday at 11 a.m.
One for the kids there.
Yeah, but I love that film. It's so sweet.
It is anyway, classic.
Yeah, lots of other talks happening in the Radcliffe Humanities buildings as well. And all the films at the Phoenix are only £7 and £5 concessions, which is a lot cheaper than their normal films. So very cool and good to support as well.
Educational but entertaining as well. It's not just kind of hard-hitting documentaries. There's some mainstream stuff in there.
Yeah, and they're also cool. Really good films. So yeah, excellent selection.
We approve. I have got another anniversary event. It's the Oxford Gospel Choir's 10th anniversary concert. They've got two celebrations, the first being on Friday at 8 p.m. at the St John the Evangelist Church on Iffley Road, and the second is Saturday at the Arlington Arts Centre in Newbury. So the Oxford Gospel Choir are ginormous. I think there's over 100 singers.
Really?
Insanely big group of people. And they specialise in gospel singing, but they also sing in other popular vocal styles too. And they vary in experience, but as a group they sing and harmonise really, really well. I mean, they select their soloists very carefully and they're brilliant. You may see them at all sorts of community events and celebrations in and around Oxford, but they also perform annual summer and Christmas concerts, of which this is one. And we sent a review along to their Christmas concert last December, and she said that the music was inspirational and uplifting to the spirit.
Wow, that is high
praise.
That's
what you want to hear. And an occasion for unembarrassed celebration, which I think every day should be, really. So if you want to go to a really feel-good concert, then the Oxford Gospel Choir is the one to go to. It's at the St John the Evangelist Church on Friday on Iffley Road. And if you can't make that, then head to Newbury on Saturday for 8 p.m.
Or if you just want to listen to some Folkal Weekend, you can go to Ensham. Ensham Folk Weekend is happening Friday to Sunday. It's being kicked off with a barn dance in the Village Hall on Friday night from 8 and a pub session at the Newland from 8:30. There's then going to be Folk in the Village Square on Saturday morning, sessions and workshops all weekend, and a big concert in the Village Hall on Saturday night. And then my pick event of the weekend, Jazzy Folk and Afternoon Tea with Prosecco at Cornucopia from 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Mmm.
Sounds lovely. It's 12:50, that one. Some of the events are free, but there's some stuff empty.
That's great. Well, if you'd missed out on Oxford Folk Weekend in April, or if you just love folk weekends,
I'm sure there'll be lots of Morris men as well.
Oh yeah, they've got a very good Morris side. So back in February on the Oscarcast, we spoke about the Dance in Oxford Festival, which now has a summer extension with a really great programme of loads of free outdoor performances, making the most of the good weather. If you want to know more about Dance in Oxford, then I interviewed the director Claire Thompson earlier this year, and you can hear the interview and hear her tell you about the Dance in Oxford Festival herself. You can just go to the bottom of the Oxcast page in the Oxcast Extra section and you'll find it there. And so as part of the summer extension of the Dance in Oxford Festival, in July there are some free performances at Manzilway Gardens and the Oxford Castle Quarter, but this weekend there's a really fun looking piece of dance at Florence Park Playground. We talked about Florence Park last week, so if you didn't go then, go this weekend. It's called Spill, a Playground of Dance, and it's a playful, physical and comic celebration of the child within. A playground is, I think, a brilliant setting for a dance piece. There's so much to work with, and everyone can relate to that sense of adventure that a playground provides for a child or for a dancer in this case. It's a free 30-minute long dance piece, and they're performing at 2 and 4pm, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And the dance has been created by Sean Parker and company, who've come all the way from Australia to Florence Park Playground for this piece, which is pretty cool. So that's 2 and 4pm Friday, Saturday and Sunday for Spill, a Playground of Dance, a completely free performance, which sounds so much fun. And if you want to hear more about dance in Oxford, then hear the interview of Claire Thompson from earlier this year on the Oxcast page.
Now I've got a gig and another anniversary for Saturday night. Gappy Tooth Industries, who are gig promoters in Oxford, are celebrating their 12th birthday at the Wheat Sheaf. It's a gig from 8:20, and there's going to be featuring the Mighty Cadillacs, which are sort of Chicago blues rock, Blunderbuster, who are play Celtic rock, sort of like Flogging Molly or Dropkick Murphys, really good fun, and the August List, who are a local Americana boy-girl two-piece, and they're going to be playing at Chuck in the Saloon, perfect setting for this summer as well. It's £3.50 plus booking fee in advance or £4.50 on the door, and happy birthday to Gappy Tooth.
So to end the podcast, the Magdalen College Arts Festival is starting this weekend, and it's a 10-day celebration of art and culture and public school in Oxford. And it's running from the 27th of June to the 6th of July all over Oxford, but mostly at Magdalen College School, and has a really great programme. There's talks, art, drama, films, music, poetry, comedy, they cover all the bases, but they've got a couple of events that just stand out as being so typically Oxford, such as, on Friday the 4th of July, Madrigals on the Water, a concert of madrigals performed on punts on the river whilst you picnic on the banks of the River Cherwell.
I think they do this every year.
It's adorable, yes, I think it's a traditional thing, but it's so Oxford.
Yep.
And there's also a Blackwell's Essay Prize reading celebrating the fine art of the literary critical essay. So I think students' essays are being judged by a University of Oxford professor and then presented in Blackwell's bookshop. And they've got a union debate as well in the Oxford Union, and it's with MCS Debating Group, and there's also going to be a panel of political analysts and journalists and commentators.
My school is nothing like this.
I know, and it's incredible. So those are some standout, really Oxfordy events, but there's also tons of other plays and exhibitions and concerts, and the festival is essentially going to dominate the arts scene over the next 10 days, so you will not be able to stop yourself from going to one of the MCS Arts Festival events. And it starts this Saturday and runs all the way through till the 6th of July.
They've really got a programme that any arts festival will be proud of, and it's a school, it's incredible.
And really high calibre, really varied, and lovely and Oxfordy as well.
We've got some reviews of previous shows they've done in the MCS Arts Festival on Daily Info, so you can check them out on the website.
You can also find on Daily Info jobs or places to live.
Or for more information about Daily Info, you can follow us on Twitter @Daily Info Oxford, or search for us on Facebook, Daily Info Oxford.